From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You are very welcome to our program. John chapter 2 and the verses 2 to 5, which contain the exchange between our Savior and Mary, his mother, is the portion that we will be looking at in a moment or two. Last week, I paid tribute to the life and service of Mrs. Margaret Craig, who had gone to be with Christ just a week before. Today, I must, in like manner, pay tribute to another dear servant of Christ, Miss Edna Weir. Edna went to be with Christ on Saturday the 10th of May, after a short illness. For 30 years, she had been the full-time children's evangelist in Bethel Free Presbyterian Church in Enniskillen. She had begun that wonderful labor in the days when I was the minister of that congregation. She had children's meetings in Lispelaw and Tresna, between Lispelaw and Temple. She had a meeting in Enniskillen, a meeting in Springfield, and she also helped with meetings in Maguire's Bridge and Churchill. Hundreds were gathered to the funeral service in Bethel Church on Monday past to show their regard for Edna and the labours that she had carried on so faithfully. The death of Edna Weir was in circumstances that summed up her life and service. Her final illness was most likely brought on by her persisting in her labours amongst her various children's meetings, even though she was suffering from a bad bout of the flu. This exacerbated the problem, and finally she developed other complications which her system was unable to cope with. She went to be with the Lord on the day of the annual picnic for all the children from the various children's meetings that she ran. This event marked the end of the year's activities. This year, it also marked the end of a life of unstinting service amongst boys and girls in particular, and the flock of God in general. Edna was a personal friend, and I salute her memory today. And I would like to pass on my condolences to her family, to her sisters, Barbara, Primrose and Margaret, and to her brothers-in-law and her nephews and nieces. Your loved one is with Christ, which is far better. May the Lord be pleased to raise up someone to fill her place in his army of witnesses. We do bless God for the grace of the Lord in the life of Edna Weir. I would like to play a hymn in memory of Edna. It's the hymn I Shall Know Him, sung for us by the Daybreak Singers. After we listen to it, and please do listen to its words, we'll turn to John chapter 2 and the verses 3 to 5.
Dear one.
Turning to John's Gospel now, the chapter 2. We're looking at the verses 1 to 11 and considering the invitation to a wedding that the Saviour received. This morning we're going to consider particularly the verses 3 to 5. Let's read them together. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, They have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. This brief exchange between the Saviour and his mother is very informative and worthy of our close attention. Let me start by saying that when the Saviour addresses Mary as woman, this term did not carry any air of discourtesy or manifest any lack of respect for his mother. Undoubtedly, were a son to use it of his mother in our society, it would be taken as a show of disrespect. But it was not so in Jewish society 2,000 years ago. Proof of this is seen in that the Saviour employs the same term when addressing his mother from the cross. In John chapter 19, the verse 26, we read, When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, He saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Now here the Lord Jesus, as one of the last acts before he died, was making provision for the care and protection of Mary in the home of John the Apostle. With affection, he was commending her to John's care. Thus we see the term woman was not one lacking in due regard for Mary. However, the rest of the phrase does plainly carry with it a mild reminder to Mary that the Lord Jesus was now entered upon his public ministry as the Messiah, and that she must not expect to enjoy the same degree of familiarity that she had heretofore enjoyed as his mother. The Saviour's role was no longer that of the obedient son within her home, something that is underlined for us very clearly in Luke chapter 2 in the verse 51, where it is stated, And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. That's a good verse for every young lad and young lassie to have a long, hard look at. Here is how the Saviour behaved when he was 12. But now he had reached maturity. Now the Lord Jesus was engaged in that work which was appointed of the Father for him to undertake, the redemption of God's elect people. Mary must not presume to interfere in that work or suggest to him how he should act in that role. The words, What have I to do with thee? Literally indicated that Mary thought on one level, while Christ the Redeemer was thinking on another level. She was thinking of the difficulties within the wedding feast that the shortage of wine presented.
But the Savior was saying to her that his thoughts were occupied with a much higher, broader, and more sublime matter. He had in his mind the hour of service and sacrifice, for which he had come into the world, and in the furtherance of which great work all his miracles would be wrought. A similar phrase as that used by the Savior was used by Pilate's wife when she urged her husband to not get involved in the plot of the Jewish leaders to kill Christ. Matthew chapter 27, verse 19, when he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. The Savior was gently and kindly saying to Mary, My work as the Messiah does not involve you, Mother, so please do not interfere. Now, having said that and made that matter plain to Mary, the Savior went on to address the difficulties that she had brought to his attention. The Savior was not telling Mary that he would not consider her concern, that he was not interested in the problem within the marriage feast. No, he was just telling her not to presume upon her relationship with him as his mother, and that he would not be working miracles to please his relatives after the flesh. Doubtless Mary understood this, for I do not believe that she ever again presumed upon their relationship. Indeed, throughout the records of the Gospels and the Acts of the Apostles, the only indications of Mary's activities are of her being a simple disciple of her Son, her Savior and Redeemer. Proof that she understood just what her Son meant is seen in what she said to the servants immediately afterwards. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Mary expected the Lord Jesus to say something regarding this problem to the servants. And so she says to them, Now, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. These words will form the basis of our study next week. Lovely words they are. Mary gives not just the servants at the wedding feast, but all of mankind some very good advice here. Will you join with me then next week? And don't forget to tune into our program tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.